Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Friday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Coming up, we'll talk to the great defensive back with the Patriots, Rodney Harrison. Probably should be a Hall of Famer. We'll talk to Rodney. He has no problems with Bill Belichick giving the keys to the offensive car in New England to Mac Jones. Question is, so you think the Patriots are a playoff team? And does Cam Newton get another job? 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. We decided on a poll question. Apparently, McLovin decided on a poll question. Are we going to stay with the poll question that you decided upon?
No, because it's a blowout. Favorite season, fall is winning 70%. Runner-up is summer. Yeah. So, as you predicted, fall won that. Okay. I have a NFL MVP poll, but without the obvious candidates.
Okay, so this is this an against-the-grain MVP poll?
Yes, against-the-grain MVP poll.
All right, fire up the music here for McLovin, and three, two.
Okay, how far below, what defines a dark horse MVP candidate? Like, is... My first one is Jameis Winston. He's 40-1. That's definitely dark.
That's a dark horse.
Okay, I'm going to put him on there.
All right.
I'm going to put running back Dalvin Cook as the second highest running back from Minnesota. People think he might, if he's healthy, when healthy games are crazy good, that he might be a dark horse.
First of all, you got to win. Second of all, you're going to have to rush for 2,000 yards. And as Derrick Henry has proven, even if you rush for 2,000 yards, that doesn't mean you're going to win the MVP, even if you're on a good team.
Yeah, it's rough. That's why it's a dark horse MVP. But his odds are fairly high. They're a lot higher than this guy. Big Ben is about 40-1. There's a little bit of buzz about the Steelers having a decent preseason. I'm all about Big Ben as a dark horse candidate.
Okay. There's a comeback story here with Ben and maybe his swan song. So I get the sentiment might be there, but I have my doubts about that offensive line with Pittsburgh.
Okay. That's the problem. Okay. How about a defensive player finally? Way down on the odds, the first defensive player is Aaron Donald with the Rams. Do you think there's ever a time they would want to give him like a career achievement award? And he could sneak up there. He's been in consideration before, but never gotten a vote as far as I know.
Well, you have to help out the voters. And by that, I mean, you got to make it easy for them to understand your dominance. There are times when you watch Aaron Donald and he could be doing what he's paid to do and does better than anybody, but it doesn't show up on the stat sheet. How many sacks? He's got to get 20 sacks.
And he's, for an interior lineman, that's crazy, though, to even get close.
Yes, but I would think you could make a case that he is the best defensive player every year. His value to his team, they were the best defense in the NFL last year, I think, or one of the top two.
Yeah, they were number one.
Yeah, but I just don't think the voters will look at this and go, okay, team on a playoff or quarterback on a team that's in the playoffs. What's their record? What are the numbers that you're putting up? Now, Aaron Rodgers put up numbers that you just couldn't deny. Those are historically great numbers, and your team was really good. Patrick Mahomes winning, Tom Brady winning. You got to put up good numbers to great numbers and be on a playoff quality team. And I don't know if Dalvin Cook is going to be on a team that makes the playoffs.
Two more real quick.
Okay.
How about Travis Kelce? Last year had one of the great seasons ever for a tight end. If you didn't want to give it to Mahomes and that offense kept being great, do you think that he could ever make a run? I know it's a long shot.
No. I mean, that's a dark horse, but no, I don't think so, because his success will mean, you know, how did he become successful? It's because Patrick Mahomes. He will help Patrick Mahomes probably more than the other way around.
And the same argument with Stephon Diggs, who is tied to Josh Allen's MVP.
Yeah, I don't see a wide receiver winning the MVP. If a defensive player, Lawrence Taylor was the most valuable player in the NFL. I know that he was defensive player of the year, but he also won the MVP. Alan Page won MVP as a defensive player for the Vikings.
Okay, real quick, dark horses. Do we put a Matt Ryan on there, a Kirk Cousins, Derrick Henry, and then I'm not going to put Baker Mayfield in the dark horse. That's anybody Baker Mayfield and above does not make the list.
Okay, what are the odds for Baker Mayfield to be MVP?
Baker Mayfield, according to this list right here, is 30-1. Yeah, and Russ, for example, is 20-1. I like that one, by the way.
Russ at 20-1?
Yeah. Everyone's down on Seattle, but why?
Well, I thought Russ was going to be the MVP last year. And
he was
for the first half of the season. Then all of a sudden, things changed. And I don't know. I'm never quite sure what kind of offense Pete Carroll wants to run. Because Russ wants to cook. And then they let Russ cook. And then all of a sudden, second half of the season, he wasn't cooking. He wasn't even in the kitchen. I would think Baker Mayfield would be a dark horse MVP at 30-1.
Yeah, it's a little lower than I thought. You know who's actually right there with Baker Mayfield? Ryan Tannehill. Now, there's no way that dude's winning the MVP. Just based on, like, narrative.
No, although he had a really good year last year, and that was one of the highest scoring offenses. You just, when you think of the Titans, you think of Derrick Henry. You're not going to think of Ryan Tannehill. Yeah, Paul.
Isn't it tough for Mahomes to win it, believe it or not, because if he has 41 touchdowns, that's no big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he had the 50 year. And opposite, it also feels like it's Josh Allen's year where he's been raised up. The team's good. The division's very winnable. I think that's where I'd put the money.
Can Lamar Jackson win it again?
He can't because he lost in the playoffs. It's like the NBA. Like, Giannis was not going to win it again. Because they were like, we voted him for MVP, then he lost.
What about Justin Herbert? Feels like that trajectory still moving up. Good story, but I don't know how good that team's going to be.
He's in the 20-1, Rob.
20-1?
Range, yeah.
All right, yeah, Paulie?
If Matt Stafford could get 12 wins, 13 wins, and the numbers, he's got the story, the new place, a lot of attention. That's how you win MVPs.
Big market. What are the odds for Matthew Stafford?
I'm seeing Matthew Stafford at about 16-1 on this list.
Oh, okay. So he's considered one of the favorites then.
By the way, the top two are Mahomes and Rodgers, with Josh Allen third. I agree. Like, Rodgers could have a great year. They're not going to give it to him again because they don't seem to like to repeat. Based just, you know, they wanted the new flavor.
You love a story. Josh Allen, that's still a new story. Justin Herbert's a new story. I agree with Paulie. If Mahomes throws for, 44 touchdowns, then you're going to go, yeah, okay. Nothing to see here. Trying to think if there's anybody else.
Some other long shots on here. Christian McCaffrey's fairly high for a running back. Nah. Coming back. Carson Wentz is really good. He's about 40 to 1 on this.
Now that's a good story. You always have to factor in the story.
But he's had foot surgery a month ago.
It makes it an even better story. That Philly didn't want him. Surgery. COVID. And you're going to a new team. That would be somebody. What are the numbers on him?
I'm seeing him here close to 50.
50 to 1.
So I'm going to put up the poll with Jameis, Ben Roethlisberger, Carson Wentz, Aaron Donald as the long shot, like 30 and below.
Okay.
I'm curious if anybody, I'd actually know with the Baker odds being over 30. That's crazy to me. I thought Baker would be higher.
I don't know what kind of numbers he's going to put up because that's a running team. It should be a running team. I don't know if it will be. I just don't know if he'll put up big enough numbers. But if they're winning, if they're going 14-3 and he's clean, then maybe he could be MVP, maybe. Yeah, Paul?
By the way, you are nailing the math with this 17-game season. It's
Thank
an
you.
Embarrassment.
Thank
Brett.
You.
I put 2020 on my check still. You went 14-3 and my head went, what's Dan doing? It's a 16. Oh, moron.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been crushing all August.
Thank
I'm
you.
Very proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. I still have the Chargers in San Diego and the Raiders in Oakland. But when it comes to a 17-game, because I've been on the 17-game schedule for how long? How many years was I saying they're going to go to a 17-game schedule?
You'd already moved there years ago in your head. You said the team was going to be 8-9 the other day. I almost came in and corrected you.
Was that the Denver opening night?
Yep.
And I flew back, and I flew back with somebody who with a source, and that source was telling me that the NFL is going to be going to an extra playoff team. And they're going to go to an extra game. And I came in and I was like, I got this. I got this nailed down. And all of a sudden it's like, the NFL says they deny the Dan Patrick report that they're going to an extra game. I'm like, wait a minute. Somebody who's involved in this, how does this happen? One of your employees. And then I can't say anything. I'm like, how did that happen? Unless he was like, yeah, you know what I did? I told Dan Patrick that we were going to go to an extra game. Yes, McLeod.
I firmly believe Roger Goodell changed his mind because you reported it. I think it was personal.
Yes, Paulie.
I have a quick MVP quiz.
Ooh.
Can anyone name the last non-quarterback? I should say, how about the last running back to win the MVP? It was in the past 10 seasons.
Adrian Peterson.
How about before Adrian Peterson, 2006 and 2005?
Marshall Faulk?
No. He was 2000. Good guess.
Okay.
In 2005 and 2006, running backs won. One was a guy who's Hall of Fame, friend of the show. The other had one monster season and a good career.
Terrell Davis?
LaDainian Tomlinson.
Oh, LT.
In 06.
Okay.
This guy had one monstrous year and a good career, but he had some injuries.
All right. And this was 2006?
2005, the year before Tomlinson.
Chris Johnson?
No. Another good guess. Sean Alexander of your Seahawks.
Didn't he have 28 touchdowns?
Yeah, and like 1,700 yards.
Yeah,
he had, 370 carries, 1,900 yards. 27 touchdowns.
27.
Dang.
Yeah.
He never broke 1,000 yards after that.
It's been a while since a team has repeated as Super Bowl champs, the 03-04 Patriots with Tom Brady at quarterback. And normally championship teams will lose players with free agency, or they might lose assistant coaches who get hired elsewhere. But that hasn't happened with Brady's new team, the Buccaneers. They kept everybody. They kept the coaching staff. The offensive coordinator, Byron Leftwich, the defensive coordinator, Todd Bowles, they're still there. You got a rookie linebacker, Joe Tryon. He's out of Washington, isn't he, McLovin? I remember watching him twice in games, and I thought, was his number nine? He was all over the place.
Yeah, I remember on draft day, I tweeted, if he has a lack of effort, you can't say he's not trying.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, I'm sorry I missed that. Yesterday, we learned that everybody's vaccinated with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so that could be a competitive advantage. It's weird. It's like, what do the Buccaneers do really well? They get vaccinated. Oh, okay. That doesn't really show up on strengths and weaknesses. Yes, Paulie?
All these coaches are announcing, my team's 100% vaccinated. Some tough guy gonna coach is going to come out there and say, my team's 105% vaccinated.
Well, you know Dan Campbell with the Lions. We're 142% vaccinated. You got to have health. Tough to predict. That's why when you say, oh, that team, of course they're going to be going to the playoffs or the Super Bowl. Parts of the roster are older. Maybe somebody else in the NFC is going to surprise us, but Tampa Bay fans have every reason to be optimistic about playing for another championship. We'll talk to Rodney Harrison. He was on that team, the last team to repeat as Super Bowl champs. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. FedEx Cup playoffs, final stop, the Tour Championship. It's one last chance for PGA Tour's ultimate prize. This weekend on NBC and golf, we put something up yesterday. I think it was on, I don't know if social media or the newsletter. Phil Mickelson was following us and he was talking to our fans about, you know, should we throw out fans who yell out Brooksy to Bryson DeChambeau? And Phil was saying, yes, you should. We're not animals in a cage here. And I thought that was interesting. But he followed us yesterday on Twitter and he responded to our audience, going back and forth with questions that they had for Phil. Meet Friday, by the way. Chad from Traeger is in the house, and he's been busy prepping another tailgate. I don't even know what we're having today. I think ribs. I saw that yesterday. I came back yesterday afternoon, and Chad was getting the ribs ready and doing whatever Chad does, the magical things that Chad does. Yes, Paul.
I forgot. I buried the lead. How did the onion revelations go at home yesterday? Did you tell your wife you ate onions by choice?
I gave her, I think, 10 guesses. And then she didn't get that I had onions yesterday.
Are you becoming
caramelized onions?
An onion guy?
No. No. But she was like, see? I knew what was going to happen. I was like, hey, I had caramelized onions on my burger yesterday. See? I told you they're good. So it wasn't one of those, hey, I'm really happy for you. You know, at your age, you finally had some caramelized onions. Congratulations, hon. Yes, Paul.
I complimented Chad on his caramelized onions, and I said, you know, they were good because they weren't slimy. They still had some crispness to them almost. Mm. He goes, my onions have integrity, Paul.
Wow.
I like that.
Wow.
Integrity.
Yeah.
Yes. Integrity.
Yeah.
Your onions. You're doing big boy things, Dan.
I am. I mean, I'm going crazy now. It's not a midlife crisis where you go, like, what'd you do? I had caramelized onions. Oh, my God.
And I'll do it again.
Yes, Eden.
That's the thing that stinks about you get to a certain age where then you have to start thinking about things that you want to do. And then you're like, oh, no, I don't think I can. That would look like a midlife crisis.
Well, my wife said you have to try a food 3 times before you can say, I don't like that.
Do you have to have it 3 different ways?
I don't know. I didn't follow up.
Okay.
I mean, I should have, as a good interviewer, I should have said, why? Why?
Why?
Can we take a break?
I think we have to.
Okay. All right. We'll take a break. Rodney Harrison will join us coming up. We'll get to phone calls as well. Fritzy, we let Fritzy book. And coming up next hour, he is one half of the most successful recording duo of all time. John Hall of Hall & Oates, and maybe John will sing with Todd, a Hall & Oates medley of songs.
That would be wild.
All right. We'll take a break. We're back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Football is just around the corner. No better place than to get in with all the action than DraftKings right now, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. As the season is approaching, DraftKings, one-stop shop. You can make it rain all season long. DraftKings is giving all new players a free shot at millions of dollars during week one. It's simple. Pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, see how your team stacks up against the competition. And while you're perfecting your daily fantasy skills, don't forget, check out DraftKings free-to-play pools where there's even more cash up for grabs. Head to the app now, download the DraftKings app, use the code Patrick. For a limited time, new players get a free shot in millions of dollars during week one. Don't miss out on all the action. Enter code Patrick to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code Patrick, only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit is required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond from their customization options, cutting-edge tech, to their five-star sales service financial support crew. Mercedes-Benz Vans, built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking the all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. NBC Football Night in America analyst and two-time Super Bowl champ and somebody who should be in the Hall of Fame, Rodney Harrison. He'll be part of the NFL kickoff Thursday. That'll be next Thursday as the Buccaneers host the Cowboys. Coverage begins at 7 Eastern. Football Night in America on NBC and Peacock. And Rodney Harrison, the former great defensive back, joining us on the program. How are you, Rod? You look like you want to hit somebody.
I'm a little down right now, Dan. I got some disturbing news. A former teammate of mine, David Patton, I guess he was involved in a motorcycle accident that took his life. I heard it, that his wife is in critical condition. I just got the news this morning, maybe about 20 minutes ago, and I'm devastated. He was such a great man, a great man of God, a great leader in our locker room, man, and I'm just heartbroken.
Would you rather do the interview another day?
No, I'm going to finish it off, Dan. I'm okay, buddy. I appreciate you.
Can I bring you back to the 03-04 Patriots when you guys repeated? Because there's been that, you know, that talk with Tom and trying to do this again with Tampa Bay. What was the key thing about that going into the 04 season that Belichick reminded you, or that was the most important thing about, hey, this is what we do and we can win it again?
Well, you know, after the season, we never really discussed the Super Bowl. The biggest thing that he said, hey, this is a totally different team. It's a new season. No one talks about repeating. We focus on one game at a time. And really, he set the tone for that mindset. And, you know, as much as we wanted to go forward and think about, oh, man, we got a chance to repeat, he always reminded us. But also we had so many great veterans in that locker room that constantly, the Teddy Bruschis of the world, Willie McGinnis, myself, Richard Seymour, all those guys constantly reminded not only the veteran players but also the rookies that, hey, you know, we haven't won anything. I mean, this year is his own individual year, and you have to focus on that.
What do you think Brady is telling his teammates?
One game at a time. Don't worry about last year, all those different things. But he's definitely letting them know, like, look, guys, we can win this, because the mindset is different. Like with the Patriots, you could really never be outwardly expressive as far as, hey, we want to repeat. But with Tampa Bay, I mean, it's a new regime. It's a lot of younger players with, you know, a great variety of some veteran players. So I think they openly will claim that, hey, they feel like they can repeat. Definitely. I think that's definitely in Tom Brady's mind.
When you don't have athleticism, you don't lose athleticism. So is Brady basically the same quarterback as you had when you were there with him in New England?
Yeah, and I think he has a whole heck of a lot of weapons around him. I mean, you look at the weapons. He's got Mike Evans. If he continues to go on the path that he's going, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Antonio Brown arguably is a Hall of Famer. Gronk is a Hall of Famer. And they have that run game with the offensive line, the veteran coaching staff that made some great adjustments the second half of the season. And Tom, his eagerness, his you know, his desire to be the greatest. And Tom's always looking for that motivation. And I got some funny stories, but I can't tell them today about Tom and just that motivation. But yeah, man, he's really motivated. And he's ready to go.
Wait. You can't say you have funny stories, but then you can't tell the funny stories.
It takes too long. It takes too long, Dan. I mean, like on a different podcast or something like that, this is the Dan Patrick Show. Oh. You don't have 30 minutes to be wasting your time with me.
All right. Well, I know you used to frustrate him in practice, and you know, because he was going against a pretty good secondary, and you know, Brady was ultra competitive even in practice.
Yeah, he was. And, you know, the bad part about today's NFL, everyone's so caught up in an athletic quarterback. Well, Tom Brady won the most Super Bowls without being athletic. If you're smart, you're a great decision maker, your teammates believe in you. And that's the biggest thing with Tom. Tom never wanted to disappoint his teammates. He never always wanted to make sure that he wasn't the reason why we lost, that he wanted to be the reason why we won. And, you know, just that mindset over 20-some years, man, it's just amazing to see how everything has transpired for him.
Did Mac Jones win the job or Cam Newton lose the job?
I think Mac Jones won the job. That's why I had nothing negative to say about Cam. I think, you know, you look at Mac and everything that he did. He came in the first game. They put him in a no-huddle offense and let him just dink and dunk, let him throw the ball down the field, decide who. And you watch him play. I mean, the kid is accurate. He's smart. He's so poised. And, you know, he's not afraid to get in somebody's face. I just love the kid, and I think that it was I never thought that Cam would get cut, but the fact that he got cut just shows me that Cam has a big, big personality, and you can't have somebody with that type of personality behind Mac Jones, because you just don't know how it's going to affect the young quarterback, and it could potentially divide the locker room as well.
Does Cam play again?
Well, he has to decide if he's okay with being a backup quarterback, because he's not going to be a starter in this league. If he wants to be a bridge quarterback, or if he wants to be, say, a backup quarterback to someone, you know, for a period of time, then yes. But I don't see Cam Newton sign with anyone and being their starter this year, next year, or even in the future.
When's the last time you cracked up Bill Belichick?
Cracked up?
Like made him laugh out loud.
I just think the last time that we, you know, when I got inducted to the Hall of Fame, the Patriots, I think it was 2019, we just had some, you know, some old conversations and we hugged and we smiled and we laughed and it was just good to see Coach. But I think Coach has done a really great job of getting talent, surrounding this young man with talent. You look at their offensive line, it's going to be good, Dan. Yeah. They go 4 or 5 deep at the running back position. They always have good special teams, a better defense. I think their defense is going to be top 5, top 10. And this kid is set up to succeed right now. And I believe that they can push Buffalo for that division.
I think they're a playoff team for sure. And I agree. Yeah. That offensive line is going to be one of the top 5 offensive lines probably. And then you have all those running backs and you got the tight ends as well. It does feel like sort of what they did with Brady when they put Brady in there. You guys had a really good defense. And, you know, at the time, Bill's going, just don't lose a game for us, it felt like. But go back to that Super Bowl when Tom wins his first, and instead of playing for overtime, and John Madden famously during the game is like, you know, with Tom Brady there, they should be playing for overtime. Brady comes out in that 2-minute drill, you know, leading you down for Vinatieri's kick. Like, what was that like, though, on the sidelines when all of a sudden you realize Belichick's letting Brady try to win this game? Oh, I think we froze up. Can you hear me, Rod? Once again, I thought I had a great question, and then he was really giving it great thought there. Yeah,
good setup, too.
Yeah, I know. Yes, McLovin.
Patriots may be playing with the equipment as they've been known to do. The video equipment, maybe you didn't want him answering that.
Oh.
Just conspiracy theory?
No.
Seton's giving me a look.
Yeah. Anytime there's a negative Patriots story, Seton's always... Have you ever agreed with any of the negative stories, Seton, about the Patriots? Where you go, yeah, I could see that, or I agree with that.
Negative stories?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Give me an example.
like Deflategate?
Oh, that's ideal gas law. Oh, they had it explained right away. Why hasn't the league ever released? The whole next year, the league spent a whole season testing all of the footballs and their air pressure.
Wait, Rodney's back.
BS.
I think. Rod, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Dan.
Okay. Take me back to that first Super Bowl Brady won. And when you guys are on the sidelines and he's trying to win, Belichick's letting him try to win that game instead of going into overtime.
Yeah, Dan, think about it. Tom's not built to try to tie the game. His mindset is no matter what situation that we're in, no matter what the circumstance is, Tom Brady is trying to win. And that's the confidence that we had in him, you know, and that's why it didn't matter if you see Tom with 50 seconds, 40 seconds, a minute, 2 minutes. These are things that we've always worked on. And that's when Tom Brady really shines in those critical moments. And that's the thing that really separates him from everyone else.
He's Rodney Harrison, NBC Football Night in America analyst, 2-time Super Bowl champ. Do you care about the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
I do, to a certain point. I believe that I definitely deserve to be there, but also believe that, you know, in time and when it's my time, I will go. You know, I used to get caught up in, oh, that guy, how did he go and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it's not even about that. It's about, you know, when it's ultimately my time to go, I know God's going to lead the way and I'll be happy with it.
Who's the best defensive back, in your opinion?
In the league now?
No, that you ever played against.
I would say you have to put a guy like Charles Woodson in that category. I think, you know, Charles, over the course of his career, he's shown so much versatility, a guy that can play outside. He's played inside as a nickel, he played as a linebacker. He's played as a deep safety. So a guy like that, to be able to be that productive over that many years and play a multitude of positions, I would think that, you know, I would say when he retired, I called Charles or texted him through Peter King and was like, hey, I think you're the greatest defensive back of all time because he can do everything at every single position. Wow. Like Charles could have been a Pro Bowler at every single position in the secondary.
Most frustrating wide receiver that you faced?
it had to be it would be Jerry Rice and Marvin Harrison, because no matter how much you hit Marvin Harrison, how much you jammed him, that little dude was always going to find a little way to get right there in the openings and catch the ball. Jerry Rice, because his relentlessness, his route running, his consistency, no matter how hard you hit him, he's going to come right back across the middle and look at you and say, that's all you got? Get up and run back to the huddle. So those two guys are definitely the most frustrating.
And you got fined for your hit on Jerry Rice, didn't you?
Yeah, I got a fine, like a full game check, and that was back in like 98, I think it was, or 2001, and it got me for about 150 grand, man.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, but it was worth it. It was worth it.
Now, do you write the check, or do they take it out of your
Well, just put it like this. When you go and they're going to find you a game check, basically, you just don't collect your check. Okay. You just don't get that check. So it was just a Monday or a Tuesday that I just went in and said, hey, I just don't get paid this week. But it was nice knocking his head off.
What do you say to your wife when you say, hun, not getting paid this week?
Hey, we still got money. You still riding a nice car. You still got a roof over your head. We'll be fine.
Who do you like more, the Rams or the Chargers?
The Rams. I think Matthew Stafford, I think he's going to do a great job. Can he get him to the Super Bowl? We'll see. I mean, he hasn't been in that situation before. But overall, them as a group, I like the continuity. I think Sean McVay is still a really solid head coach. And I think that defense will be good with Aaron Donald. So I would definitely give them – you know, look at the Chargers, man. The Chargers, over the years, they've had special teams issues. They've had penalties. They've always been just so
– injuries.
Injuries, undisciplined, and can't kick field goals, just all those different things. But I think slowly but surely, Brandon Staley will get this team back to where they need to be. And Derwin James coming back, he's going to be outstanding. Look for him to be Defensive Player of the Year.
Aaron Rodgers – more likely to stay or less likely to stay if the Packers are successful?
I would say if they win a Super Bowl, I can say, you know, they'll probably extend him and give him a big contract. But if they don't win a Super Bowl, and it's just really disrespectful from a Packers organization standpoint, like no matter how much Aaron Rodgers frustrates you, he's great. He's great, and he doesn't deserve to be treated the way they treated him. How can Aaron Rodgers ever go into a season worrying about his contract? How does that happen? Like, he is that great of a player where he should never have to worry about his contract. Like, Tom should have never had to worry about his contract. Those dudes, you take care of because they love football. They're passionate about it. They put team first, and they should be rewarded. And I just don't understand, like, who's ever running the Green Bay Packers, why would you even put your team in a situation like this, let alone Aaron Rodgers having to come out publicly? And it's all a distraction, and your goal is to win a Super Bowl? I think it's going to affect them going into the season.
Well, if they gave him a heads up and said, we're drafting Jordan Love, that doesn't mean he was going to be happy that they were drafting Jordan Love. I think they were betting on Aaron Rodgers. You know, his numbers were going to continue to drop. He had had two subpar seasons for him, and they thought, okay, the end is near. We're going to draft Jordan Love. I understand what their logic was. But can you give him a heads up that you're going to be drafting a quarterback?
Or, well, even if you do or if you don't, you still have to go to him out of respect. And to me, if I'm an organization, if I'm running an organization as a general manager, I'm pulling Aaron to the side and I'm letting them know, hey, our plan is this. Our plan is to draft this young man, let him learn 2 or 3 years behind you and let you do your thing. And by that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to come and we're going to do a new contract to let you know that that's our intention. But they didn't do that with Aaron Rodgers. They didn't show him the respect or the loyalty that he deserved. And he had a right to be pissed off.
I've been working on my Belichick impersonation.
Let me see it.
Ronnie, I think you're a Hall of Famer. It's great to talk to you. And I wish you the best, NBC. I'm glad that guy Dan Patrick's not on there anymore. So just want to wish you a good season. Okay.
Dan, that is spot on, especially the part about he said he wished Dan Patrick.
I tell the audience and the Danettes, that time we were at the Jets game, Patriots-Jets, might have been the butt fumble, and Belichick comes out of the tunnel, and you and Tony Dungy are there, and he's like shaking your hands, and then I was next in line, and then he walked right by me.
Hey, I had the same experience. I think it was in Dominican Sioux. he walked up to coach, and you know, I had said some things about him in the past, and I'm on the sideline, and he walks up to me and he shakes coach's hand, and I'm looking at the biggest guy I've ever seen in my life, one of the toughest, meanest dudes. I'm like, I hope this dude just doesn't back slap me. And he gave me the dirtiest look and walked away. I was like, God bless. I'm glad I'm okay.
Hey, great to talk to you as always. Good luck this season. Thank you again for joining us, buddy.
Anytime, Dan. Good to see you, bro.
Thank you, man. That's Rodney Harrison, NBC Football Night in America. Won back-to-back Super Bowls there. And I think he's one of two players in NFL history with at least 30 sacks and 30 interceptions. I think Ray Lewis might be the other one. Does that sound right, McLovin?
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Thank you, McLovin.
I just wanted to complain. There's one hit he should have been fined for.
Oh, the one against you?
Yeah. That deserved at least 15,000.
I don't know who set that up. Paulie, of course. McLovin, let me take a break. And then you can give the backstory of when Rodney Harrison was almost taking McLovin's head off. Just that in slow motion. Maybe we can get the video because it is so good. We'll take a break. Phone calls after this. Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
All righty. Welcome back to the Dan Patrick Show. We had Rodney Harrison in our New York studio. This is a couple of years ago. And unbeknownst to me, Paulie had said to Rodney Harrison, hey, McLovin's going to act like a quarterback, and we're going to present it as if you're kind of going through the motions of sacking a quarterback. And then, Paulie, you pick up the story from there.
So I said to Rodney, I go, Rodney, and this is so everybody could hear, I go, can you show us how to legally hit a quarterback and then how to illegally hit a quarterback? Because we were discussing roughing the passer as a big topic back then, like lowering your helmet. And then right before it went, I kind of whispered to him, I go, give McLovin a little shot. And he didn't need any prompting. He goes, oh, I'm giving him a shot. But if you watch the video, he both hits McLovin, and McLovin's hair flops like David Spade's in Tommy Boy in the convertible. But then he also cradles McLovin with his backhand and gently, like a baby, drops him to the ground.
He hit you pretty good, though.
Yeah, it was like getting hit by a truck and landing on a mattress. It was the most unbelievable phenomenon.
Yeah, see.
Which, it really says a lot about Rodney's strength when he cradles McLovin, because I don't know if people realize how solid of a person Andrew is.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, not as a person, but like physically.
Physically. I don't mean actually like as, I mean, as a person, though, the dude is solid. He's got some heft behind him.
Rodney is one of those guys, you shake his hand and you feel the strength. It's just like a superhuman strength.
Yeah. Yeah. When he hits, he means to hurt. I saw this where an NFL executive or NFL executives were ranking the AFC's teams 1 through 16. And Mike Sando, McLovin?
Yeah, The Athletic, formerly of ESPN, who does a lot of like surveys of executives.
Okay. The number one, do you want to start at the top of the AFC teams or do you want to start at the bottom? The worst AFC team, you're going to get that one, the Texans. Second worst, this is according to a survey with, they had a ballot that they handed out to these executives. And
I think this one's surprising, the second worst.
Okay, so NFL executives ranking the AFC teams, 1 through 16. The second worst team, according to the executives, has a quarterback that Tony Romo thinks could be one of the top three quarterbacks eventually. Your New York Jets. Then it's the Cincinnati Bengals, Jags, Raiders. You know, Raiders can't afford another subpar season. Mike Mayock can't. John Gruden has a 10-year contract. Then it's the Dolphins, the Broncos, Steelers, Patriots are 8, Titans 7, Chargers 6th. Then it's the Colts at 5, the Browns at 4, Ravens at 3, Buffalo 2, Kansas City 1. Yeah, Paulie.
You know, the Raiders were 8-8 last year. They were second in division, but they don't feel like they're improving from year to year.
I know. Yeah, McLovin.
The one that surprised me, too, the Broncos pretty high. They're above the Dolphins and the Raiders.
Well, you've been talking about all the young talent that they have offensively.
I've been reading like a lot of like the insiders, like the PFF types say that they have Jerry Judy's going to break out this year. Noah Fant is really good. Cortland Sutton. I don't know. But don't you need a quarterback to make them all?
Well, Teddy's not going to throw deep, and you have wide receivers. I mean, Jerry Judy is going to want to go deep, and you got a quarterback who doesn't throw deep. Are you just going to, you know, dink and dunk? And that's probably what's going to happen, at least for this year. But the Raiders, I question, you know, some of their draft picks here. Gruden has not had a great return to football here, and you got a pretty steady quarterback here. You got a running back. You got a tight end. I mean, he has some skilled position players there. It just, they make a lot of mistakes. Special teams, you know, they make a lot of mistakes. Yeah, McLovin.
And he has this huge contract. So what can possibly happen?
Nothing. Did you see Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders? He's building a home in Vegas that is supposed to be a scaled down version of the stadium that they play in Vegas. I wouldn't want to be his neighbor. Let's just put it that way. Where you're looking out your window in Vegas and you're like, oh my God. It's an interesting design. Just because you have money doesn't mean you have taste. Yes, Todd.
And they're going to be selling concessions and souvenirs on the front lawn.
Oh,
which is,
come
on. Do you really
on.
Want that in front of your house?
Oh, you're making that
I
up.
I might be making that up.
Yes, Wally.
You were talking about the Broncos. You know, the Broncos had the 9th pick in the draft last year, and they passed on Justin Fields.
Yeah, I know.
And now if they get a little bit better and they're picking 14th, 15th, 16th, they may stay in that quarterback limbo. Teddy Bridgewater's good. Drew Lock is.
I think they thought that they were in the Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes. I truly believe that. But I would have taken Justin Fields because you do have a pretty good nucleus there. You just don't have a good quarterback. You don't have a steady quarterback you can count on. Yeah, McLevin.
I disagree. I'm looking at pictures of this house he's building. Kate, if you had all the money, would you want to rebuild like Crosley Field or something in your backyard? I think that's so funny and cool. No?
Really? You think that looks good?
I think it's interesting. I don't know. Like, yeah, it's like a childhood fantasy. I always wanted to.
Yeah, but he already has the stadium. You know, Crosley Field doesn't exist anymore in Cincinnati. That, okay, I'm going to bring it back. He already has the stadium. Just go live at the stadium.
Like Kanye?
Yeah, has Kanye left the stadium? Wasn't he in Atlanta?
Yeah, he was living in
Mercedes-Benz. Yeah,
his album.
Yeah, I saw where Jake Paul, the pseudo boxer, called out Tim Tebow that he wants to fight Tim Tebow. I give him credit because he knows that he can't box against people who can really box, but to call out Tim Tebow, okay, you know he's calling out Conor McGregor, although he did call out Canelo Alvarez, which he can buy it. He can box. He can fight. But, you know, he stays in the news. I give him credit staying in the news because and maybe he brings boxing back. Am I interested in watching him fight? No. I mean, he should have gotten knocked out this last fight, but he somehow ended up winning.
The script didn't have him knocked out at the end.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, when you script out a fight, wow. You got to stick to it, Dan.
Well,
I'm not afraid of being sued on that one.
Yeah, he might want to fight you. Yes, Paul.
Oh, by the way, I would do it. You know, I don't think it's going to really help his career. Tebow's like Forrest Gump. Well, you know, 3 weeks ago, he's a Jaguar tight end. And this week, he's being hired by First Take on Fridays. He's going to box some guy.
No, he's not boxing. He didn't say he was going to box.
Oh, he will for two.
No, months. No, he will not. No, Tebow will not.
Really?
He's not going to get in the ring.
You know, he's got in his corner. I mean. The big guy.
He has, yes.
You got that as your corner man.
As JC.
Yeah.
That's his cut man. Did you guys look at this Mark Davis, this house? McLevin, how can you possibly say, boy, that looks great?
I don't know. It's kind of fun. Like, it's different.
Final hour. Fritzy will sing with one half of the most successful duo in recording history. Close out the second hour. If you've ever thought about doing this for a living, we can at least get you started. The Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting at Full Sail University. The campus is in Orlando. You can also earn your degree online. We have over 400 active students, 100 graduates. We only started this 4 years ago. We have a great faculty that hands-on experience. They've been in the business. We have graduates who are on air right now. Chris Burns, Carly Ford, they're on-air reporters. Taylor Schaub, the sports director at a station in California. Sam Guzman, a producer at a station in Texas, just had somebody hired by Bill Simmons at The Ringer. If you or anybody you know is looking to get into the business, give our school a look. In about half the time, you can earn your bachelor's degree in sportscasting. You can choose to earn that degree online or at Full Sail's campus, beautiful campus in Orlando. To learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.